Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'Siyata B'Shmaya, our series of Shi'urim in the Rambam Hilchus Melochim, Perek Vov Halacha Aleph. This is the fourth Shir. This is the third series. We've been discussing the part of the Rambam where he says that if the Goyim want to remain in Eretz Yisrael, they must be what we would term today second-class citizens. Lashon HaRambam. If you make shalom with this with the enemy, they want to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs, nobody is killed, and they have to give a tribute, right? They have to have both. Mas and avdus. What's avdus? Shiu nivzim v'shveilim lemata. They should be despised and lowered. Lo yarimu rosh b'Yisrael. They should not raise their head. Elu kavushim tachas yadam. They should be under Jewish rule. Lo yismanu al Yisrael l'shum davar sheba'olam. They cannot be what we would call today a chavir knesset. We have an Arab chavrei knesset. So that is not part of the Rambam's formulation here, meaning. He would not agree with that. And any minui over a Jew is not proper. That's avdus. Avdus is shvalim v'nivzim. What's mas? That they should be muchanim la'avodas ha'melech. They should be ready to serve the king. Okay, and the Rambam goes down a little bit. So we've been discussing the notion of an eved. What is an eved? An eved is a chefetz. That's why and Martin Luther King was right. He wanted to free the slaves. A human being should not be a chayfetz, in principle, ideally. And that's why there's an issur d'oraisa to make an eved ivri, a Jew, into a chayfetz. For an eved kenayni, fakir, that's the mahus of the eved kenayni. But the eved ivri, it's asur, and that's why we have an issur of avoidas parech. Avoidas parech, we saw, means that not to work him more than is necessary, not to make him do unnecessary labor. That's avoidas porech. And then we also saw there's avoidas oved. Avoidas oved is avoidas bzuyos, and which the Rambam says is to bring your clothing to the bathhouse, take off your shoes. Lesar avoidas oved. Rather like a worker. And we said this would include, as we are ma'arich, just forcing him, compelling him to do things, because that's also a type of chayfetz, that's not taking his will into account. Okay, anyway, that's betamsis shebetamsis. Kamuvan, ze ha-shi'ur ha-revi'i, ba-shi'ur, shoshet ha-shi'urim ha-rishonim, ra'inu pashut nefla'ot, nefla'ot mitorat Hashem, rabotai. Ma ani agid lachem? Aval ani hergashti shezeh anashim mechakim. אז מה כבר יהיה פשט ברמב״ם? כן, אנחנו הקשינו בשיעור ראשון, קושיות על הרמב״ם. טוב, בשביל זה צריך לשמוע את השיעור הראשון, את השיעור השני, את השיעור השלישי, רביעי, חמישי, עד שנגיע לפשט. אבל אי אפשר, כן, זה לא, this is not the Twitterverse over here, even though Twitter is no longer called Twitter, but it's better not to be there in the first place. But in theory, if one is there, it's whatever it's called these days. Everything there is in 120 characters or 240 characters, whatever it is now. So our Torah is a lot deeper than 120 characters or any. Rechavim min hayam, Rabbi Yisai. So anachem tzichim lavin v'lahamik v'lahachiv v'kacha legalot neflot mitorat Hashem. Az anachem natchil v'nomar mehalacha chet. Barambam b'halacha chet. כתוב, אנשים שאינם נוהגים כשורה, מותר לרדותם בחוזקה ולהשתעבד בהם. When people are not acting כשורה, when people are not acting properly, then it is permitted to impose one's authority by force and to subjugate them. מלך שגזר שכל מי שלא ייתן מס הקצוב, הכל איש ואיש ואיש, ישתעבד לזה שנתן המס על ידו. Excuse me, sweet friends. Usually I hit the pause button before I sneeze, but this time I didn't get to the pause button in time. Hope you'll forgive me. So when people do not conduct themselves in an appropriate manner, you can impose your authority by force and subjugate them. And when a king decrees that anybody who doesn't pay the fixed head tax should be enslaved to the person who does pay the head tax for him, a person who pays the head tax may use that person for labor beyond the ordinary measure. He may not, however, use him as a Canaanite slave. Avaloke Eved. If, however, that person does not conduct himself properly, he may use him as a slave. So here we have it. If one is not allowed to, in general, subjugate other Jews, but if a king decrees that if a Jew doesn't pay a tax and the other guy pays his tax for him, then the one who pays the tax is allowed to subjugate him. You are allowed to have that person work for you. And yoser midai, meaning even avodas parech, even beyond what's necessary, but not like an eved, not like an eved kenaini. As we discussed, that's what the Kesef Mishnah says, and we said that's the Ram doesn't say kenaini because that's the definition of an eved is kenaini. Can't be an eved ivri, he's not a true eved. But he may not know a kashura, then mutter l'shtamish bokev. Okay, so that is the Rambam in Halacha Ches. Comes along the Chayvid. This is based on a Gemara above Mitzia 9 Gimel. Comes along the Chayvid and says, Bechaye Roishi. He makes a, takes a lashon of Shvue. Lo ne'amru dvorim halalu ba'gemora linyin ze. El ishu anashim porim mas ha'melech b'shvil chavreim. Vayamaser din v'yotzen l'melech ha'mishal s'shav v'chamishal s'er dinu. Rishalim hi alvo, v'yesh pa mishum ribis alo posh de lav alvoi. El azvini de malku, disle rishus lezvune luke evit, ad de pari. He says, what the Gemara is saying is, this is not what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say that you can, somebody else works for you if you pay his tax. It's not what the Gemara says. What the Gemara says is that the mass was 10 dinar, and then the other guy would work for 15 dinar. And the question is it a halva? And there's ribis, right? Because it's like Reuven pays for Shimon. And now Shimon, instead of doing 10 dinar of work, he's doing 15 dinars worth of work. So maybe that's ribis, or maybe not. And then the answer is no, it's not a halva. It's not ribis, it's the king's doing. And therefore, you're allowed to treat him as an eved until he pays his tax. So that's how the Ravid understands the Gemara, that it's not saying that if somebody pays the tax for you, if you pay the tax for somebody, he has to work for you. But rather, if somebody pays the tax, that if you pay the tax to somebody, he has to work for you, and he does more work, is that extra work considered ribis or not? What's the Gemara that the Ravid is referring to, and the Rambam? It's the Gemara that says that Rav Papa says to Rava, Chazi Mar Hani Rabbanan, these rabbis pay money. Diabazuga Karga Dinshi Mishabdi Behutfei. And afterwards, they make them work more than is reasonable for the amount of money they paid. And Rava said back to him, now if I were dead, I couldn't say the explanation of this matter. It's good you asked me while I'm still alive. And this is what Rav Sheshes says. Rav Sheshes says the following. The document, muherkaihu, the document of servitude of these people, the honey, the tufsi de malka manach, lies in the treasury of the king. In other words, all of his subjects are considered his servants. And the king said, the one who doesn't pay the head tax shall serve the one who does pay the head tax. And consequently, by dint of the law of the kingdom of Dina de Machusa, they can have them work as much as they want. The Rambam understands this to mean that what it says, that if you pay someone else's tax, he has to work for you whatever you want. There's no problem of enslaving him more than necessary. And the Ravid says, no, it's not Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is that he's working more than necessary. And is this considered ribis? And the answer is no, it's not considered ribis, because Dina de Machusa, they have to work for the person who paid their tax. So who's correct? So the Kesef Mishneh says that the Rambam is correct, because Midasamach lezeh b'gemara hi demi she'enu noy kashur amutru l'shtamish bo. Because if you look weiter in the Gemara, in the next line of the Gemara, it says that, I like this name, Rav Su'uram, not a common name. Rav Su'uram is the brother of Rava, but most people don't know Rava's brother's name. If anyone ever makes a siyum on Bav Metzia, you say, you know Bav Metzia? The guy's like, yeah. The person's like, yeah. So then you say, okay, what's Rava's brother's name? So that would be pretty good if you knew the answer to that. So Rav Su'uram, Achua de Rava, would forcefully seize people who weren't acting properly and have them carry Rava's chair. They would carry him into to give the shir. He was the Rosh Yeshiva. And Rava said, Shapir ka'avdis. You did correctly. You're doing correctly in making these people do this work. Because we learn, Rishayin ha'kashur minayin shita rishay lishtabid bo'otam. Lom lom em ta'avoidu ba'achechem. So you're allowed to cause to act in servitude somebody who's not acting properly, because we learn from the pasuk, you should enslave them forever. And sometimes this applies even to your brothers; they have a din like an eved kenani, but not if he's noy kashura. But if he's noy shelo kashura, improper, then you're allowed to enslave him. So what do you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara that you're allowed to, normally an Eved Kenayani or a Jew, you're not allowed to be Mishabid Bo, you're not allowed to make him do this Bizyonistic work. But here you're allowed to make him do this Bizyonistic work. So the Kesef Mishnah says, let's see the Lashon of the Kesef Mishnah. So he says that in courts of Erter, in a few words, that there's a raya for the Rambam from the Hemshech Divrei HaGemara, that somebody who's not Noe Kashura, you're allowed to be Mishtabid Bo. So that's what's happening over here. This guy isn't Noe Kashura, he didn't pay his tax. So the Mele, you're allowed to make him do extra work. That's the Kesef Mishnah. But lefi dvareinu, adayin tzarich iyun mizeh gam al divrei badas haRambam. In the Karga case, in the paying of the tax, the issue is being mavid befarech. These are two different lavin. There's avoida befarech that we allow in the case of the tax, and then there's the einu noy kashur. The next gemara, that's a different aver. That's avoida savet. That's permitted avoida savet. Hem shnei dvarim shonim. Man yan zeitzel ze. So that's what we'd like to understand, B'das HaRambam. That L'chaira, the Kesef Mishnah wants to bring a raya, that the Rambam's correct, that you're allowed to enslave him. And it's not a question of if he works more, is it ribis or not. But are you allowed to enslave him? Make him work like an Eved Kenayani. So he says, look at Vayter in the Gemara, you're allowed to. Yeah, but these are two different isurim. One is avodah b'farach, which is permitted in the karga case, and the next case is avodah savet. And if you want to say pshat is that it's the next Gemara is brought up Derech Agav, first we bring the Karga case, and then Derech Agav, once we're already talking about enslaving people, then we bring the Avodah Zavit part about making him what the Su'uram, the brother of Rava, used to do, and make people who aren't acting properly carry the Derech Agav it's brought, so then it works to arrive it as well. It's not a riot for the Ramba. If it's Derech Agav, then it's two different things. The Kesem Mishnah says, no, there's a riot for the Ramba. But how's it a riot for the Ramba? Previously, we're talking about Avodas Parech, we're making him work too much, and here we're talking about Avodas Ovid, making him do Avodas Bezuyos. As Ma'a Ma'u Chacha. And as we already noted before in a previous year, we'll note here also the problem with this Gemara that the Pasuk here, the Rav Su'uram story, is talking about Avodas Ovid, as is codified in Halacha. Whereas the Pasuk brought here, Uzevachechem, B'nei Yisrael Ish B'achivo Sir Debo B'farech. They bring the Befarach here, but Befarach is Avodah Miuteret, lo Avodah Bzuya. And Avodah Bzuya is the other Pasuk, is Leisavu B'Avodas Ovid. Akopanim, anachnu rotzim lehavin, az e'ara chashuva meod, harasa Rabbi Yochum Fisher Perlah mityachais laze, aval l'inyaneinu, anachnu rotzim lehavin, ma ha'ochacha l'Rambam midivrei Hagmara. Zot omeret, we have one Gemara about Avodas Parech, and then we have another Gemara about Avodas Aved, and where he's not Noe Keshura. And we want to know how one is a raya for the other. So maybe you can answer Bipshitus that's exactly the point. The Gemara brings this pasuk. This pasuk is really it's talking about where the guy isn't acting properly. And he's not acting properly, you're allowed to do avodas parach, extra avodas, you're also allowed to do avodas bzuya. So that's a raya for the previous Gemara that these people weren't paying the taxes, so you're allowed to do avodas parach. Like here we bring the pasuk avodas parach, and it's a raya for avodas bzuya. So this is a hemshech of the previous Gemara. Because since we learn from here that you're allowed to do avodas parach, you're allowed to do extra avodas, you're also allowed to do avodas bzuya. That's the raya for the previous Gemara that if he doesn't pay the tax, you're allowed to do avodas parach. But that's a little daichak. As have nireh ech netmoded im ze. V'shuv im ein kesher im ze rak mimuva b'derech agav. Ze lo raya laf echad lo l'rambam v'lo l'raivit. Zot omeret shneim yichulim lomar shezeh derech agav v'ein kesher b'ein shtei gemarot. אז אומר מורנו ורבנו מאור עינינו לשמו לזכרו תאוות נפש. נראה בהקדם דברי המחילתא בפרשס משפוטים. כתוב במחילתא שש שונים יעבוד, שומע אני כל עבודה במשמע, תלמד לא אמר לא יסעבוד בו עבודה סעובד. So it says that the Eved Ivri has to work for 6 years. I might think, what does this mean? Any avoida? No. Lo sabed bo avoidas aved. Don't make him work. Slave type laborers, like avoidas bezuyos. Mikan amru lo yuchatz lo yiraglav. Don't make him wash your feet. Vechule. Talmud lo yimar. Uvachechem b'nei Yisrael. Whoa, 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 whoa. T.O. coach. Then we bring the pasuk of Achem b'nei Yisrael not to be mavid b'farech. We already brought a pasuk of avodas aved. We already brought the pasuk of avodas aved. So once we brought the pasuk of avodas aved, what are you now bringing the pasuk of avodas parach for? Ma ma'isi alzeh achakach alav de lo sir de bo b'farach. Afterwards, we bring avachem neisel lo tirdu. You're not allowed to make him do extra work. But we already brought the pasuk of Lo Sav Bravo Desavet, so the Gra erases it. But we have it in the Yalkut Nakirsa. Rav Perla discusses it in his parish on the Rasag and Lose Reisha and Gimel. As Nagami Zeh, Sheha Mechilta Medaberet ala Pasuk to Sheshanim Yavit. The Mechilta is talking about the Pasuk of working for 6 years. Avalulo Medaber be Sure Avdus Sheenam Noigim Lakinyan. Sheha Paschut bis Pasuk bischus Hakinyan Shela Adon Medaber. It says in the Pasuk, 6 years you can make him work, the Avid Ivri. And we are not talking about Isure Avdus that are not Nogea Lekinyan. The Pasuk is telling us what schus the Adon has in the Kinyan. And the Iker Chiddush of the Mechilta is, the Iker HaKomash Melan Shal HaMechilta is, De Lebosel Dika Lav Al Avoidas Bizoyon, after we have a Lav that you're not allowed to make him do, Avoidas Bizoyos, you're not allowed to make him do disgraceful labors, Shuv hareze mufka me'ashibud. Uke avodos shiyesh aleim es halav shel avodes parech. So now he's mufka from this shibud of having to do avodos that are superfluous, that are unnecessary. Because the pasuk is telling us about the kinyan. So once we have this, shomani kol avoda b'mashma tamid lo malos avod b'avodas aved, which is magbil the kinyan. He doesn't have a kinyan for avodas aved. So after we're magbil the kinyan of avodas aved, so we're also magbil the kinyan. We limit the kinyan that you can't do avodas parech either. ומשום כך פתחה מחילת בלאב דעבוד הסבד וסיימה בלאב דעבוד הספרח להשמינן שעבוד השם לאב דעבוד הסבד רואים גם כן בכלל לאב דעבוד הספרח כיוון שעבוד מעל השיבות של עבד עברי. In other words, this is what we discussed in the previous shir. We discussed in shir number 3 this idea that when you're kind of the We had two drashas that we saw. We had one being Mamayit Avoidas Aved, and one being Mamayit Avoidas Parech. That Einata Bo Einata Rode Befarech. You're now to be Rode him Befarech. So we have a drasha not to make an eved do avodas parech. We have a drasha, but a ben chayrin, yes. And we have a drasha not to make an eved do avodas eved, but a ben chayrin, yes. Not to make an eved do avodas parech, but a ben chayrin, yes. We have for both. We have avodas eved for avodas bezuyos and for a ben chayrin for avodas parech doing extra labor, unnecessary labor. So it's interesting, as we saw in the previous year, the Rambam says that finds a mute. He says that when it comes to Avodas Bezuyos, you're not allowed to make an Eved Ivri do Avodas Bezuyos. But a regular person, if he does it willingly, then you're allowed to. B'medvar Mamor Bet Eved Ivri, B'neshiav Shoshvel B'mechira. But a regular person, if he doesn't have a Nefesh Shvala, then it's permitted. Because he's doing it willingly. So in other words, we have a heter for a ben chorin. Because the reason doesn't apply. And if it has an nefesh shvala, so the reason doesn't apply. But they have a heter. So the reason doesn't apply to a ben chorin. It only applies to an eved ivri as a nefesh shvala. So now they're making do avodas bezuyos. But a regular Jew who willingly does it, so his nefesh isn't shvala, so you're allowed to. So that's the miut of Avodas Aved. By Losir de Babafarech, as we saw, the Rambam doesn't write a miut that you're allowed to be, even though we have a medrash that says so. but that you're allowed to be make a non-eved do unnecessary labor. But it's permitted anyway. Why? Because this whole void is just by an eved. It's a mute in the kinyan ha'eved. In other words, you're not kind of the eved for avodas parech. You're only kind of the eved for what's necessary. It doesn't count for avodas parech. Memela, it's not part of your kinyan. So that's the reason why it's so pashut for b'nei charon, it's okay. So there it's pashut that it's okay. So the Rambam doesn't even have to tell us, because it's a mute in your kinyan. When you make this kinyan on the Eved, it doesn't include avodas parach, extra work. So there it's pashut that if it's not an Eved, then the Rambam doesn't have to tell us you're allowed to do avodas parach. But when it comes to this is what we saw in the previous year. But when it comes to avodas aved, that's avodas bezuyos. So that's misvara. That's misvara. You now to make him do avodas bezuyos. Mele, if the svara doesn't apply, then you're allowed to make him do avodas bezuyos. But then the Rambam had to tell us the svara by way that doesn't apply to a ben chorin. That sometimes if what doesn't apply to a ben chorin, if it doesn't merit sonar, then it's fine. That's the svar the Ram tells. Ram doesn't tell us anything when it comes to avodas parech, because the whole vort is only it's limited to Eved. The kinyan of the Eved doesn't apply to avodas parech. Memela, other people will be permitted. That the Ram doesn't have to tell us. This is on the previous year. So now I would like to say pshat in the mechilta, now that we did that little chazar. That the mechilta is talking about the avodas sheishanim yavod. We're not talking about the surai avodas that are not nogea the kinyan, because we're talking about the schusad and the kinyan. And the ekach chiddush in the mechilta is that after we have a lav of avodas bizayon, so now he's mufka from Shibud and Avdus Shiesh Aleim Alav Shal Avodas Parech. Mishum hachi pascha mechilta b'lav da Avodas Aved siv b'lav Avodas Parech l'ashminet sh'Avodas Shiesh Aleim lav da Avodas Aved horin gan kein b'chlal lav da Avodas Parech kevin sh'Avodas mi'al ha'Shibud shal Eved Ivri u'meduik mizeh ma'ashivim mechilta hazeh avo b'no talmido ha'shoi. The mechilta is telling us that if it's Avodas Aved, it's not included in the kinyan. That avodas eved is also avodas parech. Avodas eved is also avodas parech. Why? Because what's avodas parech? Avodas parech is that you're making him do work outside of your kinyan, beyond your kinyan. And when you make him do avodas eved, that's beyond your kinyan. That's not included in the kinyan. The avodas bezuyos are not included in your kinyan. That's me'al ha'shibut shel eved ivri. The avodas the avalav, no, the avalav avodas eved, which is bezayinus. So the mechilta is telling us that that's included in avodas parech. That's not part of your kinyan. Avodas parech, like we said before, avodas parech means that you only acquired him in order to do work that's necessary. And the mechilta is telling us, and you know what's included in work that's necessary? Only non avodas bezuyos. If there are avodas bezuyos, that's not work that's necessary, and that's included in avodas parech. Now we understand why it says that there's a het there by b'no v'talmidai. What is a b'no v'talmidai? What does that have to do with anything? Anyway, we have this Torah's quantum has a different het there elsewhere. What do we need to hear being aval b'no v'talmidai rashai? So based on what we said, the chiddush is that the yisod of the bizayon is mitzad shibud. U'bishal kol adam sheinu. In other words, why is it a bizayon? Because the person's mishubit. But another person is not mishubit. It's not considered a bizayon. And only because it's shaykh to shibud, we can say that if it's an avodah bzuya, al zeh in shibud. There's no shibud for avodah bzuya. Kevan shemechamat ha-shiabudu ba, vilu haya zeh isur b'chol adam, lo haya zeh ilin al-avdus. For be yasir by all people, would have nothing to do with avdus. And then it wouldn't be a hagbal in the shibud. In other words, the mechilta is telling us this is a hagbal in the shibud. How far does the sheep would go? The sheep would go is not to avoid this parach and not to avoid this bezuyos. And therefore, by your son and your Talmud, where there's no sheep, but memela it's mutter. So that's what the Mechilta is telling us. The Mechilta is telling us what is included. What is included in your kinyan? It starts in telling us that you're not allowed to do avodas eved. You're not allowed to make him do avodas bzuyos like yirchas raglov. And then it says Talmud lomer v'chechem b'nei Yisrael not to be avod b'farach. Meaning that it's beyond the shibud. Meaning avodas parach, you didn't make a kinyan for the avodas parach. Meila avodas eved. Is also not part of the shibud. He wasn't acquired for that purpose. He wasn't acquired for the purpose of avodas aved, and therefore it's forbidden. It's like the mefarech. But that's only if it's mitzad the shibud. If it's not mitzad the shibud, then it's going to be permitted. That's why Beno Talmido is permitted. But if it's included in the shibud. If he's meshubed, and then you make him do avodas aved, that's not included in your kinyan. This is hagbala in the kinyan. So avodas parach means that you're not acquiring him for extra work. And the medrash is telling us, you know what's included now in extra work? Once you have that chiddush, that you're not acquiring him for extra work, avodas aved is also extra work. V'yitpe'er b'zeh droshos ha'braise b'bov metziya linyan shesham linyan oi kashura da asur. What does it say? It says, you're not allowed to make him do avodas aved. And then, what pasuk do we bring? We bring the befarech pasuk. We bring the pasuk of uvachechem b'nei Yisrael ish ba'achid losir deba befarech. Ma kesher? Ma kesher? Shnei dvarim shonim. And as we mentioned, Rav Perla discusses this. Aval lefi dvareinu, hare lebosa akorad avoydas aved shuv nechla avdezu b'chlal isud avoydas parech. Gevaldik. Once you have the pasuk of avoydas aved, saying that you're not allowed to do avoydas bezuyos, so now that's included in avoydas parech. The avoydas parech means that your kinyan is mugbal, is limited, that you're not allowed to make him do unnecessary work. And now included in unnecessary work are avoydas bezuyos. וכשנאסר אבוידס באבויד אבוידס פארח הרי גם כן היינו גם כן אבוידס אבד בנוי קשורה. When we ask him, when the Torah said אבוידס פארח, it also asked אבוידס אבד if he's acting properly. ונדוח אגב נעשה גם כן אליו את אבוידס אבד, and therefore you would have אליו אבוידס אבד, and that's right, you'd also have אליו אבוידס אבד. ולפי זה מבואר בסוגיה שם איסור אבוידס פארח בהנו דקרגה, אף על פי שאינו אבוידס אבד ממש, אין שם בריטווה בסוגיה, ועל כוחך מבור מזה, שאינו עניין לאבדס דווקא, אלא לשיבוד שאוסור מעבר לשיבוד שקובע התויר. דהיינו אבוידס פורח, ומזה מבואר, שיסוד עליו הוא על משהו נגד השיבוד. ומשום הוכי גם אבוידס ביזיין הוא נגד השיבוד. In other words, in the tax case, there was no avodas aved. It wasn't avodas bzuyos. It was just more than necessary. They were doing more work than necessary. So, that is an avodas aved. So what do you see from here? This is just avodas parech. So you see from here that it's not an inyan dafka avdus. It's not avodas aved. It's doing more than what the Torah allowed. That's the avodas parech. That the Torah asked shibud more than paid for. And that's what happened here. In other words, they only paid the tax for a certain amount, and then they're doing more labor. And that's avodas parach. So you see, the sort of the lav is what goes against the shibud. In other words, there's a shibud for a certain amount, and they're going beyond that. And that's the question: is it permitted or forbidden? And he said it's okay because that's the Din HaMelech. So now, Vayter in the Gemara, the next Gemara about Avodas Abed, that's also beyond the Shibud, but that's also permitted. Same idea. Avodas Bizayin is also against the Shibud, but if they're acting Shelo Kashur, that's permitted, even though it's against the Shibud. In other words, normally you're not allowed to be Mishai, you're not allowed to make a person to Avodas Abed against his will. But here, it's permitted, because they're acting lo kashura. V'inyan zeh arei mevuar b'braita, di alef avoides avin v'ikra da'achicha, the mar avodas parach, like we noted, that the braisa learns that you're allowed to do the avodas bezuyos when he's not acting kashura, he's not acting properly, from the pasuk that tells us not to do avodas parach, that you can't make the eved do avodas parach. So what does one have to do with the other? The answer is they're related, because as we said, once you determine that these avodas are avodas bezuyos, now they're included in the isra avodas parach. Avodas parach is they don't have a kenyan for this. And avodas bezuyon also, you have no kenyan. So how are you allowed to make them do this? These avodas bezuyos if he's not an oei kashura? And that's what he's saying. He's saying that's exactly the point. Since they're not noe kashura, you should always enslave them. Talking about an Eved Kenayni. Uvachechem b'nei Yisrael ish b'achi b'osir debo b'farach. Normally, ish b'achi b'osir debo b'farach. In other words, you're not allowed to make your fellow Jew Eved, your Eved, the Eved Ivri, do avoydes parach. You're not allowed to make the Eved Ivri do avoydes parach because it's not included in your kenyan. It's not a permitted shibud. But if he's Ein or Noe Kashur, here we have a Jerusha that you're allowed to. You're allowed to make him do avoid beyond the shibud. Because it says, sometimes achechem, you're allowed to make him do avoid this parech. And sometimes b'achechem, you're allowed to make him do avoid this abed. And the Gemara here is learning here, by achechem, you're allowed to make him do avoid this abed. Even though normally it's forbidden. Normally we're only avadim of Hashem. You're not allowed to make a Jew do avad his bzio. It's just if he's not being noe kashura. And that relates to the avad his parech. You can bring the avad his parech, the tir de baba farech pasuk, for avad his avid, because it's the same category. Avodas Avod is now included in Avodas Parach because it's not included in the Kenyan. So in the previous Gemara we learned that Avodas Parach is permitted, you're allowed to make him do more than you paid for, more than the necessary Shibud. In other words, he only paid the guy's tax for a certain amount and now we can make him do more work, which is like Avodas Parach, but that's permitted because it's the Din HaMelech. And then here also we learn that even though it's not included in, normally it's not included in what you're allowed to do to a Jew, to be mavid lo b'farech, but here it's permitted if he's not noe kashura. So normally you're not allowed to do what's neged hashibud, and in these two cases, it's not neged hashibud. And that's why we can learn from the pasuk of losir de b'farech about avodas avid, because it's the same idea. Don't make him work beyond the shibud, which includes avodas avid and avodas parech. So the avodas parech pasuk applies also to avodas avid. So now the Rambam has a nice kesher, like the Kesef Mishnah says, that you're allowed to make him do work beyond the normal shibud of a Jew. The normal shibud of a Jew isn't, for a Jew who's an Eved, isn't avodas parech, but if he doesn't pay the tax, Dina the Machusa, it is. And the normal shibud of a Jew is not avodas avid, but if he's not acting kashura, then you're allowed to make him do avodas bezuyos. What about the Ravid? So now we understand, according to the Rambam, what the kasha between the Gemaras are. What about the Ravid? The Ravid says it's talking about ribbis. Earlier there in the Gemara, right, he says that you make him work. You pay the tax for 10 dinner, and you make him do 15 dinners worth of work. And is this considered ribbis? Is this considered a halva that you lent him 10? And now he's doing 15, so it's ribbis. And previously in the Gemara, we were talking about ribbis. That's where the rabbi got this idea from. But according to him, what's the kasher between the two Gemaras? About the karga, about the tax, and then about the person who's not acting kashura. So the answer is this works out beautifully also according to the Ravid. And how's the Ravid going to explain the Gemara? What's the kasher between the tax Gemara and the person who's not acting kashura Gemara? And the answer is that the nidon is mitzad ribis. It's a ribis problem. He paid 10, and now he's working for 15. So that's ribis, right? So the answer is that the pashtus, there is no ribis. Why is there no ribis? Why is there no ribis? So the Ritva explains. Because even though he's not an Eved Gamur, for Kenyan Isser, for marriage purposes, marrying a Shifcha Kenainis, he's not considered an Eved Gamur. Nevertheless, he has a din avdus. This is a din avdus when the king says you work for him. It's a din avdus. It's not just repaying a debt. And therefore, there's no ribis. When he does that extra work, there's no ribis. That the fellow who paid his debt for him, he only paid a certain amount. And now he's doing work that's worth more. So that's not considered ribis. Why not? Because this is a din avdus. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. That it's a din avdus and it's not piron chov. And therefore there's no ribis. You can look there in the Ritva. And if so, the nidon between the havamina and the maskan is that according to the havamina, since it's not complete avdus, so it's just piron chov. And if it's piron chov, if he's paying off his debt, then it's ribis. And the maskan is kamash malandin avdus. No. Kamash malandin avdus rak l'shibud b'lo shem eved ivri. U'mishum hachi eino ribis. The kamash malan is that there's a din avdus for shibud without a shem eved ivri. And that's why it's not ribis. It's not ribis because... In the Havamina, we thought it was, since it's not Avdus Gemur, it's a Piron Chov, and it's Ribis, when he's doing the extra work. And the Maskana, we say no. It's not Avdus Gemur, but there's no Shem Eved Ivri, and there's still a type of Avdus here, there's still a type of Sheba, and that's why it's not considered a Ribis. And then the Gemara brings this Braisa, a special din, B'Sheba Avdus, without a Shem Eved Ivri. Because like we said, that's the Gedder of Perach, not to be Roda B'Avodas Perach. That you're doing your mishabit him without a shem eved ivri. What's avodas perach? Avodas perach is that he only has a shem eved ivri, a kinyan eved ivri, to do labor that's necessary. Do labor that's not necessary. There's no shem eved ivri. For that he's not your eved ivri. That's the gedder of parech. And that's why avodas aved, he's also not considered your eved ivri. As far as avodas aved goes. And that's why we can learn Avodas Aved from the Pasuk of Avodas Perach. So that's what the Ravid's going to say, that's the connection between the two Gemaras. The first Gemara is saying that he doesn't have a Shem Eved Gamur. And despite the fact that he doesn't have a Shem Eved Gamur, but there is some level of avdus here. You're right, he's not an Eved Gamur, but there is some level of avdus. That's why in the karga case, in the tax case, there's no ribis problem. Because if there was no avdus at all, it would be a ribis problem. He's doing more work than necessary, as the Ravid understands it. It'd be a ribis problem. So kamashma, no. This is a type of shibud without actually being a pure Eved. He's not an absolute Eved. But if it's a type of shibud that goes... That goes beyond the avdus. It's a permitted shibud that's beyond the avdus. So you have a din avdus l'shibud without a shem eved ivri. And that's why it's not considered ribis. And then we bring the next case of the avodas aved, the same idea. It's a din miyuchad b'shibud ha'avdus, v'lo b'shem eved ivri. right? Because by an Eved Ivri, you're not allowed to make him do Avodas Bezuyos. But here you're allowed to make him do Avodas Bezuyos. So you see a type of Shibud without a shame Eved Ivri. And that's the Shaychus of these two Gemaras together. Because the Nidon here, according to the Chayvid, is on the shame Eved Ivri, is on a Shibud, Kedavar Bifnei Atzmo, an independent Shibud, subjugating the other person without having him having an official name of Eved Ivri. So you see it in both cases. You see it in the tax case. He's not an official Eved Ivri, but there's still a Shibud here. Therefore, you can make him do more labor and it's not considered ribis. And in the next case also, you have this Brisa that if he's not Noe Kashura, you can make him do work, even though it's Avoid the Bzuya and it's not included in the Shibud of an Eved Ivri. Nevertheless, he could be Meshavid him. So both cases are cases where there's a permitted Shibud without the official shame Eved Ivri. So that's how the Ravid learns it. And therefore, in the first case, there's no ribis because it's not Piron Chov. It's Shibud. Shibud not in the category of Eved Ivri, but a Shibud. So according to the Ravid, the two Gemaras flow very nicely together. And that's similar to what we have in the Rambam. In the Rambam, the first case is telling us that when you work for the king, when the king says you work for the person who paid your tax, so you're allowed to do avodas parach, mishabdu butfei. Why are you allowed to do avodas parach? Because even though an Eved Ivri you're not allowed to, but here there's a permitted shibud outside of the official laws of Eved Ivri, because the king allows for it. And then the next case, we also have a shibud, and we bring the pasuk of not to be roide avodas parach, of not to do extra labor, and we said avodas avid is essentially avodas parach, right? Because you're not mishabed in Eved Ivri for avodas avid. You're only Meshabed Ivri for what you're coining him for. You're not coining him for extra labor, and Avodas Bzuyos is extra labor. That's not included in the contract. So therefore, we bring the Avodas Parach case, but we say that outside, and you're right, in a Chinami, normally that's the case for an Eved Ivri. But now we're going outside the normal boundaries of Eved Ivri, and when he's not acting Kashura, you're allowed to make him do Avodas Avid. So the two Gemaras, according to the Rama, are also connected. Again, we're going outside of the boundaries of normal Eved Ivri. In the first Gemara, the normal boundaries of Eved Ivri is not Avodas Parach, but when the king says so, then Avodas Parach is permitted. And then when the guy's not acting Kashura, the prelate's not acting Kashura, so then it's not within the normal boundaries of Eved Ivri to make him do Avodas Aved. But here, if he's not acting Kashura, it is. You're allowed to be Meshavid him outside the boundaries of Eved Ivri. And according to the Ravid, it's similar. The Ravid says the first Gemara is talking about Ribis. And the reason it's not Ribis is because we're dealing with an Avdis here, not with a payment of a Chov when he worked for the fellow who paid his tax, even though he's working for more than the fella paid. But it doesn't matter, because the king says so. So we have this, but since it's not considered ribis, it's considered the king made him a type of Eved, even though he's not an official Eved. He doesn't have all the dinim of Eved, like for Kenyan Isser. But he's a type of Eved, and therefore it's the king made it that way, and therefore it's permitted. So it's outside of the normal boundaries of Avdus, but it's still a type of, it's still a permitted Shibud, even though it's not a normal classical Eved. And therefore he's allowed to do Avedas Parech. And therefore, it's not considered ribis, because according to the Ravid, right, the Ravid here, the issue is ribis. It's not considered ribis. It's considered abdus, even though it's outside normal type of abdus, but it's still a type of shibud. And it's not considered piron chov. And then, just like in the previous gemara, according to the Ravid, we have this type of abdus that isn't in the normal classical gather of abdus. We also have the person acting kashura, that you can make him do avodas bezuyos, even though that's also not in the normal classical boundaries of what's permitted for an Eved Ivri. But if he's not knowing Kashura, then you're allowed to make him do this extra supra Eved Ivri type avoda that normally an Eved Ivri is not allowed to. You're not allowed to make the Eved Ivri do this avodas bezuyos. But here, we step out of the boundaries of Eved Ivri, and there's a permitted Shibud for this person not acting Kashura. So in both cases, we are, Psychor and the Ravid, we're stepping out of the boundaries of Eved Ivri, both Gemaras, and we're permitting something that's normally not permitted for an Eved Ivri. So that would be Avodas Parech, the extra labor, because the king says so. And the Ravid says, and therefore it's not Ribis, because this is Avdus, it's a type of Avdus, you know, it's not classical Avdus. And according to the Rambam, it's the issue here isn't Ribis. The issue here is the Avodas Parech, but it's permitted because the king says so. So it's not permitted for the classical Eved Ivri, but here it is a permitted Shibud. And then Vayter in the Gemara, that guy who's acting, the fellow's not acting, he's acting Shalok Kashura. So Avodas Parach is not going to be permitted, Avodas Eved is not going to be permitted, but here he it would be, and we bring the parach pasuk, uvachechem b'nei Yisrael ish ba'achiv lo'ser debo b'farech, because like we said, once you tell me that avodas parach is forbidden, that means that it's not, because why is avodas parach forbidden? Because it's not in the, because you didn't make the kinyan for avodas parach. What did you make the kinyan for? You made the kinyan only for necessary labor, not for avodas parach. And Mamela avodas avod is considered necessary labor. And why is it permitted here? Because he's not acting kashura, and therefore what's normally not permitted for avodas is permitted here, because this is a permitted shibud. A boy said, what can I tell you? If I got it right, and I think I got it right, I hope I got it right, this is like not $1 million, like 25 million bucks. What can I tell you? It is just super duper b'siyata d'shmaya. And of course, we still haven't gotten back to our original discussion of the of how to treat those Gentiles who are inhabiting the land of Israel, the Mas and the Avdus. So that is, we have a little bit of a derech, we have a little bit of a road to travel, the road less traveled until we get there, and we will get there, Mirtzei Hashem, b'li neder. And in the meantime, it's geschmack, enjoy the point of life. Life is not a destination, but a journey. And then when we get to the destination, that already is for Hashem to take care of. So we'll just enjoy the journey. And Baruch Hashem, we've seen the flows, and we will continue to do so. Mirtzei Hashem. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so, 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 so much for listening. This was Ani Mekaveh Shehana'a Shalachem B'Shmiat HaShi'ur Haita Shava Yoter Mehana'a Shehaita Li Behavarat U'Mesirat HaShi'ur. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום שלום.